The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, and I haven't spoken to him for a long time, but we've all followed here with deepest sympathy the terrorist attacks and the knowledge that we're entering a new world here now, as basically Islamic State is losing land in Syria and Iraq. This is most probably the way of the new world, isn't it, Adam?
Morning, Alan. Welcome home.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're right, because that news coming out of Mosul is certainly that they may be on their last stand in the western part of that city in Iraq. But yes, the idea of inspired terrorist attacks, although it's interesting because one of the...
Just get in a car or a truck or a bus and run into people.
That's it. Yeah. And we know there was another attempt in Antwerp, definitely. But yeah, it is that idea that, I mean, is it technically a terrorist attack? Well, I guess they're sort of, it doesn't matter, but this guy certainly has caused an awful lot of ripples here, you can imagine. And the latest couple of strands on this is that there's been another arrest today. Admittedly, they've released most of the original people arrested, but another one today in Birmingham, which is significant because there's this link somehow between that city and extremism. But also, two photos in particular, one of the murdered policeman, PC Keith Palmer, just before he was stabbed to death. He's smiling with an American tourist outside Parliament. That picture taken 45 minutes before his death. But most disturbing, I guess, is that as fellow officers rushed to his aid, the gates to Parliament were left open and unmanned, briefly, but nonetheless, the what if there had been a second guy? What if there'd been a gang on this? I mean, all those what ifs are really worrying.
Yes, indeed. I mean, you know, this, as I said to you, is a new strategy, wasn't it? I mean, in December, we had that Islamic State attacker hijacking a truck, driving through a Christmas market in Berlin, 12 people. Then in July last year, a terrorist drove a truck into crowds in Nice. Remember, on Bastille Day, 86 people were killed in a bloodbath. So this may be a taste of things to come. It's a terrible world in which we live. Just before you go, Sir David Attenborough's fossil?
Yeah, They've named this teeny-weeny 430-million-year-old fossil after the great naturalist and environmentalist Sir David Attenborough. Yeah. Not the first time.
No.
They've also previously called things like a swimming dinosaur, a tiny translucent spider, a big-mouthed fish, a wingless beetle, a pygmy grasshopper, a green snail, an especially ugly shrimp, and a plant that eats rats, all after Sir David. I wonder if he takes offence at any of those.
Absolutely. One thing's for sure, they won't be naming anything after you or me, will they, Adam? Talk to you tomorrow. Lovely to hear your voice. Adam Gilchrist in London.